No. What happened to you? I am so traumatized by this story.
This is why carbs suck.
Carbs are evil?
Carbs are evil. I'm mad at carbs. I'm just mad at myself. I'm mad at everything.
Well, and because I think what it is you're mad at carbs because you have been doing kind of the low carb, no carb, whatever. And you did really what happened is you tried to cheat yesterday.
I did.
And you got caught.
And I got caught in a bad way. Because the kids, I made them lasagna, and I said, okay, well, the lasagna's out of the oven. There's some really crispy edges. I like the crispy edges
delicious.
Of, like, brownies, pizza, or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with the lasagna, I bite down on a crispy edge, a little noodle. Well, when I do that, I hear a crack. And then when I take my tongue and rub my tooth, like the back tooth on the upper, my tooth fell out. It, like, cracked in half. I freaked. I paused for a second, and then I said, so, I feel fine. I'm still up and standing. I didn't pass out. My tooth is in my hands.
Oh.
What do I do? And so I went on my phone. I'm like, is this really an emergency? Do I go to the ER? I'm like, my pain level is not terrible.
Which is good.
So I called the dentist, and I talked to him, and he says, you can hold off. It's, as long as your pain is all right, you're good to go. And you
today.
Can until today. So, yeah, but I'm still nervous with everything I do. Like, I don't want anything too cold. I don't want anything too hot. I don't want to eat anything. You know, it's one of those deals.
I'm nervous, too. I don't even want you to laugh hard in my direction because I don't want to get hit with the other half of
brushing
this thing.
I know. And I was like, I don't want my tongue to even, like, just touch it.
So where is this half?
It's at home. It's just sitting there.
Is it sitting on the dresser? Is it in a bag? Is it under your pillow?
It's still where it happened. It's still
the scene of the crime.
That's a chalk outline.
Pretty much, because I'm looking at it like, is there a way to save it? No.
Oh, this sucks. That's
terrible.
Yeah.
Your weekend stinks now. I'm sorry. It does, because you got to go to the dentist today, and they're going to do something. Well, they're going to pull out the other half, most likely.
What? Can he just cover it up with
toothpaste?
With glue?
With
is there glue?
I don't know.
I don't know what they do.
Elmer's glue is what she's
Elmer's
saying.
Elmer's glue. Okay. Elmer's
what are they going to do?
I don't know. Maybe if you know, 52353, feel free to participate.
If you do know and you know that it's traumatizing, just don't text in to 52353. Yeah. Keep it to yourself.
If it's real bad, this will be our code. Just text in, everything's fine. That's all you have to do.
Everything's fine. You'll be all right.
Oh, Monica. Poor toothless Monica.
I know you're really bothered.
I am.
You freaked out.
Why?
Hurts me.
I just have so many questions. Like, what does it feel like? And just all kinds of things.
I don't want to know what it feels like. I'm just
in a glass case of emotion.
Like, I feel like there's something wrong. It's like I can tell there's something wrong.
There is something wrong.
Yeah, it's the right there in the back, the top two is like all the way in the back. One of those like last two teeth.
Okay, and it's on the top?
Yeah, it's on the top.
Yeah.
On the right side of my mouth. And I feel it. I can still now talking. You know, you feel like something's a little loose.
A little bit
but
more.
I don't want to risk it. I don't want to put my tongue over there.
Your mouth is airy right now. It's a little more air getting.
I'm not going to lie that your voice sounds mostly normal.
But there's a little bit of this.
It's just a little. Like you're trying to hold it in.
And that's what it is. I'm trying to hold the tooth in.
I'm trying to talk like this in case something want to come out. I don't want it to fall out my mouth.
Because if I laugh too hard, my tooth like shoots out over there.
Good news, Monica. Yeah. I have no intention of being funny today. So you're all set with that.
No.
Text 52353. Remember, the code was everything's going to be fine.
Everything's fine. That's what I want to hear. Yeah.
If you text that, it means it's not going to be fine. But
God.
So text 52353, Monica. Everything's going to be fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Text 52353. Everything's fine, Monica.
Woo!
Most people are saying you are Monica chipped her tooth on a piece of lasagna.
Yeah.
One of them hard parts.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when you try to cheat on your diet.
Yeah, I was like, well, today will be a great day. It's like, it's a cheat day. It's lasagna. The kids eat lasagna. I'll bite on this noodle.
Were you running out of noodles and you used like a noodle picture from the refrigerator that your kids did and you just threw that in there?
One of those hard noodles?
Maybe that happened.
Was I love you Valentine's Day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. That's what it was.
I should have used one. That's what it was. I should have used that card.
I think you did.
Oh, my God.
Most people are saying you're probably going to have to get a crown or a root canal. But if you get a crown, I do think it should be gold.
Okay, yeah.
Come on.
It has to be gold.
Come on, 2 Chainz. Let's do this.
It's got to be gold, too, right?
Let's step that up.
Ugh.
Something that bothers you for no reason. See, this bothers me for a lot of reasons. I have so many reasons. I'm a mouth-sensitive guy, man.
Yeah.
I feel like I've chipped a tooth. I want nothing but pudding today just to play it safe. I'm scared.